Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us today. I have a prayer and a thanksgiving. This is the first time that I'm going to be fully using the other computer. The other one is asleep. And I'm so grateful that the Lord had made this transition to be not so strenuous. And I'm so thankful about that. I want to thank all of you that have been praying, and I really appreciate it. On this Sabbath, July 8th, 2023, this is chapter 77 in Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 7 of our lesson 386. I hope and pray that everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones, and we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the Tiny Top theme song, Hark to the Shepherd Voice I Hear, also known as Bring Them In.
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind? Help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountain, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. If any one of the tiny tots held by their parents or elder sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This day shall I labor, the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord, and please protect the Sabbath of the Jesus' name. Please protect the Sabbath word so we're about to learn. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It is story time, little ones, and our dear brother will be the one to share chapter 13, entitled Riding into Jerusalem, part 2.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, and verse 9. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And from Luke 19:36-38, and as he went, they spread their clothes in the way, made him a carpet. You know, sometimes when heads of state come to visit another country, they'll roll out a red carpet. That's a welcome. And this carpet made by their clothes was similar. And when he was come nigh or nearby, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, this came over the hill of Mount Olives. He was headed down toward the city. The whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Next slide. After such a scene as this, his trial and crucifixion could never be hidden from the world. It was God's design that each event in the closing days of the Savior's life should be so plainly marked that no power could cause it to be forgotten. The world is trying. In the vast multitude surrounding the Savior were the evidences of his miracle-working power. The blind, whom he had restored to sight, were leading the way. The dumb, whose tongues he had loosed, were shouting the loudest hosannas. The crippled, whom he had healed, leaped for joy and were most active in breaking the palm branches and waving them before him. Widows and orphans were exalting the name of Jesus for his work of mercy to them. Next slide. Those who had been raised from the dead by the life-giving voice of the Savior were there. And Lazarus, whose body had seen corruption in the grave, that means his body had begun to deteriorate, but who was now enjoying the strength of glorious manhood, was with the happy throng that escorted the Savior to Jerusalem. As new numbers were added to the throng, they caught the inspiration of the hour and joined in the shouts that echoed and re-echoed from hill to hill and from valley to valley. "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Matthew 21:9. And this was taken from the book by Ellen White called The Story of Jesus, pages 84 and 85. Back to you, Rose.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of a lesson entitled Riding into Jerusalem, part two, in a tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear ones, July the 15th, 2023. Now is time, dear ones, to hear precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our part 40 of our water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother, Josh, will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson concerning water. In the Water of Life, part 40, our Bible verse is taken from the book of John, chapter 5. It's verses 14 to 15. Here's part 7 of A Sick Man Healed. 14:15 says, "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said to him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole." And today's lesson will be the last one about water healing. It is number 6, ice pack. And the memory verse, of course, you remember is, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." 3 John 1:2. And the character quality is reverence versus disrespectfulness. Remember what reverence is. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. And here's nature, ice pack. An ice pack can be most helpful in many cases. If an ankle is sprained, an ice pack or even cold water will prevent much swelling and lessen black and blue marks caused by bursting blood vessels. If heat were used, blood would be drawn to the part and swelling would increase. Cool makes the blood vessels smaller and keeps the blood from oozing out into the torn tissues. It is then important to keep the foot elevated or lifted up and bandaged so the tissue will have support and can heal properly. The old traditions and man-made commandments of the rabbis had done a lot of damage in the Jewish church. Jesus was trying to bring healing into their disordered minds. He wanted them to understand about proper Sabbath keeping because of the special blessings it would bring them. Those who reverence the Sabbath according to God's ideas, these, the angels, were especially blessing with light and health, and special strength was given them. Second Testimonies, page 705. Short use of coal brings about an increase of blood movement, while long uses of coal slows it down. Coal also relieves pain. Any use of cold or hot should be removed from time to time so that the body can react to the temperature changes. Jesus needed to be removed from the healed man for him to adjust to his new health. Jesus then reminded him to care for his body properly by not sinning. It is best to put a sprained ankle in ice water or cold tap water for 30 minutes. This should be repeated every 2 hours for the first 8 to 12 hours. If it is hard for the patient to put the sprained limb into cold water, then place an ice bag or pack on the elevated limb. Only fill the ice bag half full when putting it on a painful joint, and take the air out so that a bag can fit over the area better. If an ice bag cannot cover the joint completely, then an ice pack should be used. The swelling reminds me and us how some people become lifted up in pride because as of their part in helping someone during the time when sick. Jesus is the only one we should reverence and lift up for the healings. See the children's activity, but see how to make an ice pack. In the picture, next to this man who's putting an ice pack on his right cheek. An ice pack can help decrease swelling, which we'll learn on our Sabbath reading. And on the right says, sin can cause disease. Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple, said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. John 5:14. And here's some of my things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you were together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you make bread and the dough swells up, remember your lesson. And reinforce or activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, gather the materials for making an ice pack. Three, practice making and use an ice pack on one another. Four, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say a memory verse. Remarkable parent food. There are many ways of practicing the healing art, but there is only one way that heaven approves. God's remedies are the simple agencies of nature that will not tax or debilitate the system through their powerful properties. Pure air and water, cleanliness, a proper diet, purity of life, and a firm trust in God are remedies for the want of which thousands are dying. Yet these remedies are going out of date because their skillful use requires work that people do not appreciate. Fresh air, exercise, pure water, and clean, sweet premises are within the reach of all with but little expense. But drugs are expensive, both in the outlay of means and in the effect produced upon the system. Fifth Testimonies, page 443. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Today's photo is a scene from Tenaya Lake in Yosemite from our dear sister Joan. And today we share a testimony from one of the bear flower sheriff of our dear sister Joan's beautiful garden of our nature experience. Every flower expresses love. The great master artist calls our attention to the soulless flowers of the field, pointing out the beautiful tints and the wonderful variety of shades one flower may possess. Thus God has revealed his skill and care. Thus he would show the great love he has for every human being. Fifth Bible Commentary, page 1086, paragraph 8. Every flower is an expression of the love of God. Letter 24, 1899. Fifth Bible Commentary, page 1086, paragraph 9.
And the testimony that will be shared, and the testimony that will be shared with this particular slide is a very short one. As I was admiring the beauty of the master artist with the strokes of those beautiful red on the side, I never even knew that 2 days later in my worship, the Lord was going to give me the scriptures and basically the spirit of prophecy to be able to see that whatever he was sharing with me, that it was something to be able to share with everyone. How the flowers, whenever you walk through a flower garden, or if you see any flower, even in the wild, it is a testimony of the love that God has for us. This is what I wanted to share as a testimony. Dear family, at this time, that if you would like to be able to share your nature walk, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Salve, blessings, everyone.
One time, me and Haley went to go look at the fishies and the pond and the duck. But I learned that about in the duck, that a duck likes to swim in the water, and the ducks like to go in the water when they see their prey coming. And I learned that fishies swim in ponds and oceans.
Amen.
And fishies swim in the lake and the beach. When you go, you can even go see them when you're going to fish.
One thing that, as Emma mentioned about the fishing, as we stood by the water eating our lunch, we noticed a duck in the water, but the duck was looking for something to eat. So we saw him go out in the water and go underneath the water for some time, and we saw that he was fishing in his own way, using his beak to do so. And we witnessed him, catching a fish, and that was the good side for the girls to see.
Amen. We have one more slide, dear ones.
So in this slide, my husband and I were running an errand, and I think it was Sunday morning. We went to run an errand to get some more soil and to get something to kind of help our garden, my garden in the back, because the squirrels are having a field day. It was picking off and digging up things from my garden. So we were trying to see how we can cover our raised bed planter. So as we were going to home from picking up, we didn't get what we need, but we got some soil to put in the garden. My husband was the one who saw this mushroom that is on the left of the screen on and so he made a U-turn because he was kind of like amazed at the growth and how really huge it was, but also the pattern of it. because it looked like a coral reef that is beneath the water, the sea. So he made a U-turn, and he was amazed. So I went and I take a picture of it. And so we have been looking into the mushrooms, the different type of mushrooms, and the question that pegs from this was, is it edible? So that's what we're searching into. And we learned from our research on this mushroom. This one, I think, is called a crab in a hole. And even though it says it's edible, I'm a little bit leery, but it was interesting to learn about this mushroom.
I'm not sure if our dear sister Grace family is in. If you would like to share your experience as well, maybe unmute your mic.
Have a blessing, everyone. So this tree is on a path where I walk when I go walking. And I think I walked this path a couple of years now, and I have never seen any mushrooms on this tree. So as I was coming back from my walk, I saw these mushrooms on this tree. And the first thing I thought of, wow, I think I want to get these mushrooms so I can eat them. But I wasn't sure if they could, if they were edible. So I'm sure I've seen them in the marketplace, but still, I thought it was a good thing that they were growing on the tree. And I said to myself, well, they probably are good because they are on a tree. But I said, let me take a picture of this anyway. It was on my nature walk, and I haven't, I don't even know what the name of them are still, and I don't know if they are edible. So that's it.
Thank you so much, dear family. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, a little monologue will be spoken concerning mushrooms and why do they grow. And we will continue. Sabbath blessing to all of those that are coming in. And remember, little ones, bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wanderers to Jesus. Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song, it's a hymn from our team, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, number 290, if you can find it in the book. If you would like to be able to share the hymn with us, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see, there's a light for a look at the Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us in no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. It's perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in this wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. This is the time that we will ask our elder siblings, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, even the little ones, if possible, would like to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the word that we're about to learn. And please protect the people that's here, the people that's not here. And they can come back to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 7, from the King James Version. And it reads, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled, In Pilate's Judgment Hall, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew chapter 27, verses 15, King James Version. Now at that feast, the governor now was not wont to release to and unto the people a prisoner whom they would.
Matthew chapter 27.
Matthew chapter 27, King James.
Verse 16.
King James Version.
What's this word?
Flight.
And. They. Had.
Been. A.
Notable.
Prisoner.
Called.
Barabbas.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? Amen.
Matthew 27:18. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him.
Matthew 27:19. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, had thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him.
Matthew
Matthew 27, verse 20, King James Version. But the chief priests
and
elders persuaded
the multitude
that they should
ask
Barabbas
and
destroy
Jesus.
In Matthew chapter 27:21, the governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Matthew 27:22. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified.
Good day, dear ones. We will cover pages 732 through 733. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 332. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones?
The Desire of Ages, page 732. Even now, Pilate was not left to act blindly. A message from God warned him from the deed he was about to commit. In answer to Christ's prayer, the wife of Pilate had been visited by an angel from heaven, and in a dream, she had beheld the Savior and conversed with him. Pilate's wife was not a Jew, but as she looked upon Jesus in her dream, she had no doubt of his character or mission. She knew him to be the Prince of God. She saw him on trial in the judgment hall. And continue on the next slide, please. I'll bubble down and have someone share.
Continuing. She saw the hands tightly bound as the hands of a criminal. She saw Herod and his soldiers doing their dreadful work. She heard the priests and rulers filled with envy and malice, madly accusing. She heard the words, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die. She saw Pilate give Jesus to the scourging after he had declared, I find no fault in him. She heard the condemnation pronounced by Pilate and saw him give Christ up to his murderers. Next slide, please.
Continuing. She saw the cross uplifted on Calvary. She saw the earth wrapped in darkness and heard the mysterious cry, it is finished. Still another scene met her gaze. She saw Christ seated upon the great white cloud while the earth reeled in place and his murderers fled from the presence of his glory. With a cry of horror, she awoke and at once wrote to Pilate words of warning. Desire of Ages, page 732, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10, with margin, taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Peaceful Rest, Memory Verse CD.
Six verse 10.
We are still in page 732. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing. Come here. Come here.
While Pilate was hesitated as to wait he as what he should do, and messenger pressed through the
crowd
and handed him the letter from his wife, which read, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him."
The Desire of Ages, page 732, paragraph 3.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones. Let's learn another scripture song, and this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, also taken from Scripture Sing a Song, but this section is character building of the memory verse CD.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
Amen. We are in the Desired Ages. This is page 733. Sorry. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one?
Desired Ages, page 733. Pilate's face grew pale. He was confused by his own conflicting emotions. But while he had been delayed to act, the priests and rulers were still further inflaming the minds of the people. Pilate was forced to action. He now bethought himself of a custom which might serve to secure Christ's release. It was customary at this feast to release some one prisoner whom the people might choose. Next slide, please.
The custom was of pagan invention. There was not a shadow of justice in it, but it was greatly prized by the Jews. The Roman authorities at this time held a prisoner named Barabbas, who was under sentence of death. This man had claimed to be the Messiah. He claimed authority to establish a different order of things, to set the world right. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 733. Continuing. Under satanic delusion, he claimed that whatever he could obtain by theft and robbery was his own. He had done wonderful things through satanic agencies. He had gained a following among the people and had excited sedition against the Roman government. Under cover of religious enthusiasm, he was a hardened and desperate villain, bent on rebellion and cruelty. Next slide, please. Hop over down. Continuing the reading. By giving the people a choice between this man and the innocent Savior, Pilate thought to arouse them to a sense of justice. He hoped to gain their sympathy for Jesus in opposition to the priests and rulers. So turning to the crowd, he said with a great earnestness, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" The Desire of Ages, page 733, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 15, margin, taken from the same section of the scripture song singers, but this one is in Promises, memory verse CD.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life. Without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
We are still in Desire of Ages, page 733. Who would like to continue, dear ones, in this paragraph? May you unmute your mic to do so.
Desire of Ages, page 733. Like the billowing of the wild beast came the answer of the mob, "Release unto us Barabbas." Louder and louder swelled the cry, "Barabbas, Barabbas." Thinking that the people had not understood his question, Pilate asked, "Will ye that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" But they cried out again, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas." Next slide, please.
Continuing, "What shall I do then with Jesus, is called Christ?" Which is called Christ, Pilate asked. Again, the surging multitude roared like demons. Demons themselves, in human form, were in the crowd, and what could be expected but the answer, "Let him be crucified." Desire of Ages, page 733, paragraph 2.
So let us learn our last beautiful song, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs as well, chapter 16, verses 32 and 33, margin, in the same, taken also from scripture song singers in the section Peaceful Rest of the Memory Verse CD.
That is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof.
Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to retain our questions. Is there anything else that you would like to be able to ask? We can be able to do the research and hold it, or you can be able to keep it until we get together again in the review section of our study. Next week, we'll be reviewing part 7 of our entitled study in Pilate's Judgment Hall. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Saturday. Father, again, we thank you for bringing us safely to another week. Thank you for all the wonderful lessons that we are learning here today. Thank you for the participation of the little ones and also of their parents. Bless and continuously be with us for the rest of the day. As we move to the next section of service, we pray for your continual blessing. Be with the speaker, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue with our part two review of a chapter 77 entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 7, and that will take place July 15, 2023. Well, dear ones, leaving the scripture and also our quote, the scripture is taken from Psalms 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And a quotation from our book, From the Spirit of Prophecy, Step to Christ, page 111, paragraph 3, margin. There is an evidence that is upon, sorry, there is an evidence that is open, sorry, to all. The most highly educated and the most illiterate. The evidence of experience, God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us for taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34:8. Instead of depending upon the word of others, we are to taste for ourselves. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.